I have with me Carl and Lori Stouty, who are the proprietors, owners, principals, husband and wife team of Commercial Power Sweeping, which is based in Virginia. The Commercial Power Sweeping is a NAPSA-certified sweeping company. They've been in business since 1986, and it has been a husband and wife cooperation now for 21 years. And Carl and Lori have agreed to talk to the World Sweeper audience about some of the challenges, the things that have worked, the things that they've learned didn't work all that well in being able to keep a husband and wife team going, developing a thriving, growing business in the sweeping industry. They sweep both parking lot and commercial type sweeping. And from that, go ahead, Carl, Lori. And they look at each other to see who's going to go first. So they're even still polite with each other. So Lori pointed to Carl. So Carl, tell me a little bit about your experience. We'll just go back and forth informally.
As far as working with one spouse, it's initially we just set up kind of guidelines, you know, where one's place would be, each other's opportunities and responsibilities, and pretty much have stuck through that thick and thin.
So when you started out, you came up with kind of an informal or formalized list of what each other's duties would be, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. One thing you get hit with a lot from outsiders is they say, well, how can you handle your husband or in the other case, your wife being your boss? But everywhere I've worked, I've had someone in charge as far as looking at the presentation. Okay, you've got the boss and you've got the second in command. I think it helps with the employees if they never see conflict among the top heads. And you go, okay, you know, Carl, you take this and run with it. It's your expertise. Financial stuff happens to be mine. So he respects mine, and I go do the bank meetings, and he handles equipment.
So it's important to develop expertise in different aspects of your business so you don't have to be together at some different types of meetings, whether they're employee meetings or bank meetings.
Absolutely.
Correct.
And how have you worked out the relationship where, you know, you have to have a personal life too? You've at the same time that you've grown your business, you've also stayed married. So how's that worked out?
Yeah, we've been married, it'll be 25 years this year. So at home, you try not to bring the business in all the time. Unfortunately, though, there's parts of it that you have to discuss and catch up with each other on, whether it's convenient or not at that moment. The important part is you're working for the same goal, make the company succeed and grow. And you just, I've never had a problem going home and discussing it. Have you?
No. So at times you're forced to. There's not enough hours in the day, you know, especially during heavy growth periods. And some people like to separate it, and I can understand and appreciate that, but that doesn't always merit itself, that situation.
And it can't be every little thing. There again, if it's the big important decisions.
So you
that
pick your issues.
Oh, yeah, you have to prioritize them.
And one of the things you said prior to the tape recorder starting is that even though you are in this business together and you're married together, that you sometimes you need to come home and kind of fill each other in on what's going on, because although you may have talked to each other 15 times during the day, you may not have seen each other at all. In terms of working with different aspects of the business, you know, do you play good cop, bad cop with your employees?
Yes.
Or that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think we do.
How does that work?
I have a softer side. Carl has a more no-nonsense side. And depending upon the personality of the employee that you're dealing with, they need that straight-to-the-point guy, or they need that, okay, we need to have a little talk about this. We're going to change things up. And, you know, just depending on the personality of the employee, I would say.
And generally, we've tried to, past couple of years, where she's handling the night division. And I'm primarily dealing with everybody during the daytime, from the maintenance to the building maintenance to the mechanical side to the day operators. So, and that's, even though we're still interacting with all of them, but primarily, you know, the scheduling, the routing, and everything else is done by basically broken into two divisions. So on top of everything else that we both do, now we're basically running as division heads for each division.
Yes.
And that has made things very, very streamlined, very easy for us.
And how many sweepers do you run on each of those divisions? How many daytime sweepers would you say are normally active during the day, and how
at
many
least
routes
six.
At night? About six during the day.
At
That's
least.
Construction, municipal. What do we have there?
Construction, municipal, industrial, interstate work.
And then what happens at night, Lori?
At night, I have anywhere from 7 to 10 going out, depending on what we're doing.
Okay.
So shopping centers, office parks. I also am in charge of one of the day positions, which is our self-storage units, and it's a part-time position for college kids to come in. They go out and they do like a half a run. That's primarily me, the smaller stuff. With him having the CDL license and understanding that implication of the rules on the road more stricter, like the crash boxes and what you need, and I think he's better off in that area where I can handle the night stuff that's not got quite the requirements.
Okay.
For DOT, basically.
That makes sense. And then you hire people that to fill in the spots that you need filled in as you've gone along.
Yes.
What other things would you offer out as advice to married couples that are also trying to grow their marriage and their business?
Never show conflict in front of employees and or family members if you're discussing something at home. As far as loud conflict, always keep it calm, cool discussion. A lot of times, get up and shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
At work, everybody doesn't need to know what you're discussing in there. At home, have a place where you can go and sit down with your spouse and, you know, have a cup of coffee and just talk about what's going on if it's an urgent thing that has to be resolved. You know, our kids grew up to listening to, you know, what was going on in the business in a good format. If anything was ever a sticky situation with someone as far as an employee that you had to terminate or, you know, competition talk, you know, that was taken out of the picture from them. That part of it.
They've heard some of it over the years, without a doubt. But
You know, but as a rule, you try to do that. We heard a seminar today, and one of the things that the man talked about that happens with entrepreneurs is as they start to gain people in their business, there's a tendency to hire family members that need a job and friends that need a job and some of the problems that can attach to that. Again, off audio a few minutes ago, you talked about how you've been able to incorporate family members successfully into your business. Tell me how that's worked and why you've chosen to do that.
Financial aspect of it, from what I do in the office and handling bank deposits and statements and running invoices and stuff, I need to know I can count on that person. That person happened to be a family member that was retiring from another job.
Which was your mother?
My mother.
All right.
She had the qualifications, too, you know, the math skills and the organizational skills and people skills. It's the same thing when you're interviewing for someone you don't know. Don't hire family members that truly don't have the skills to come into your organization or don't have maybe the personality to deal with what we do.
You were saying that sometimes when there are friends who say, gee, I could use a little bit of work here and there, sometimes you are selective, hard of hearing in a selective manner.
You avoid that. You go, yeah, you know, maybe so-and-so else is hiring, you know, and you just say you're full up, you know. And
sure.
That's not always a lie. It's just more of a protection thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want to lose the friendship. You want to help them, but you also know that your business, the ultimate, is taking care of what you've spent 21 years building.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that's a fine line when you've got friendships from a long time and bringing people in without, you know that person's character already, and there might be some things about them you don't particularly care for.
Sure. Yeah. And it might be, it's like in the case of your mother, where there's somebody that you've known all your life, and you've seen how she treats other people, how others treat her, what she's been able to do, and so forth. And certainly trust is a big part of that. If it's a financial situation, you have somebody that you has not only demonstrated their trustworthiness to you, but to out into the outside world for an extended period of time, what better person than to bring in?
And we've hired friends, and it's been successful. I can't think of anyone that we hired, family or friends, that it hasn't been because of the step one. Okay, do they really, can they bring it something to your organization besides just a need of work?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big looking at people, you know, and you do that in a regular interview. You know, you don't hire somebody just because they're begging you for a job.
Are there any other aspects of working together in a business that you'd bring out, or is that feel like we've covered the bases?
I'm just knowing when to say when, you know. And there does need to be some separation. And try not to let the kids get over-involved in what's going on. You know, there's a lot of times that if you're having a real bad week from things outside of your control, 90% of the time anyway, when your employees cause some actions, that your stress level does, you know, come up. And just make sure you just know when to say when.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do not get the kids involved in something and or take it out on them that has no part in their life.
Right. Okay, that sounds like excellent advice. Again, this has been Carl and Lori Stoudy from Virginia-based Commercial Power Sweeping. And on this end, it's Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of World Sweeper. We're at the National Pavement Exposition in Nashville on February 1st, 2007. Thank you very much.